Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 14. Day 14, huh? That means we are two-thirds the way through the program. We stop a week from today. So we have 7 days left of wonderful, magnificent transformation and healing to really create a new habit, a new powerful way of being, of being, of being, to make sure that no matter what shows up in our life, we have these tools now. We have choice now. We have choice. Now, part of that choice may be to have a full-on freak out, sobbing on the floor moment. There's probably a really good reason why that would happen. You know, when you get the layering of five different things that happen all at once and you just explode, what if that's okay? What if we don't have to judge ourselves anymore for that moment? What if we just go, okay, I'm going to feel it? What if we have this ocean of grief, an ocean of upset, an ocean of hurt, an ocean of frustration that just needs to be released? That's it. And instead of judging ourselves, we're just in the moment with it. We allow ourselves to feel it. And then we notice that we're allowing ourselves to feel it. And in that split second moment, we are in the still point. And in that still point, we are in the state of neutral. We're in the observer. We're able to see more in that moment. And in that moment, we are able to make a new choice. And that is the start of the unraveling of everything. Because every time we do it, we're at a higher and higher and higher level. I showed this to you before, but I'll show it to you again. There are these spirals. Imagine spirals going up vertically on a page. I'll show it to you on Facebook. Right? So there's spirals going up. And just imagine that the spiral is a little break. Each spiral is a little breakdown. Okay? But we're in a different mode with the breakdown now, right? We're in a different mode with the breakdown because we have conscious awareness that we're bringing to every single moment. So with that conscious awareness, we can become conscious of the fact that it's a higher elevated experience, okay? So the first time you have the experience of a breakdown, you're down here, and you use your tools, and you work your way up, and you work your way up to the top, and then we go, and then we're going up, 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 and we're at the top, and oh my gosh, we're feeling so good at the top of this spiral. And then a bunch of stuff happens, and we're down here at the bottom again, right? And we have a little breakdown, but the breakdown's a little different because we're noticing it even more. And we have new tools, and we're bringing those tools, and we're remembering who we are. We put on our superpower suit. We'll point at what's right. We notice that it's just a bunch of walnuts that need to be cracked. That's it. We do some spontaneous transformation here. And I want you to notice something. This breakdown is a lot higher than this breakdown. So we use our tools. We use our tools. We use our tools. We're like, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. And then something happens, and we get triggered. Life shows up because we're ready, because we're ready, because we're ready. And we're down here. But look it. We're two times higher, right? When we're down at the bottom of the third wave of this breakdown, if we're going on a vertical upward spiral, it means the bottom of the third spiral is two times higher than the bottom of the first spiral. You got it? It's changing. It's changing. And again, just remembering, part of the reason that you are in a program called Stress, Anxiety, and Overwhelming Healing Intensive because you have a lot of it in your life. And you spend a lot of time pointing at the fact that you have a lot of it in your life. Every time you point at it, remember, this is your magic wand. What are you pointing at? This is your magic wand. When you point at the overwhelm and upset and stress and all the things that are causing it, you're pointing your magic wand of attention at that, and you're pointing energy at it. You're giving it power. You're saying you're the most important thing in my life. I'm pointing at you because you are dominating every part of my being. So in that moment, notice what your attention is pointing at. And then move your focus ever just slightly, 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees. Ooh, like I'm going to do 5 degrees of attention. It's right there. That's it. Just change the angle of perception ever so slightly and use your pointer in that very moment and say, what's right? So Sally was sharing this morning how she's missed one, she's judging herself, and she kind of have a meltdown. So pointing at what's wrong, it's what's wrong, and what's wrong, and what I did wrong, and what I did wrong. And instead, just 5 angles of perception, you still have this program that you can point at. I mean, that's change. Bang. It's over. And that is the vigilant process that we are in. That is the vigilant practice that we are in, pointing at what's right, moving our attention away from what's constantly seeming wrong, because when we give it our attention, it gets our full attention, and it says, I own you. And instead, we shine the light of consciousness on that moment and say, no, you don't own you. You don't own me. I am in command of this. And we change our angle of perception, and we say, what's right with my life? What's right? In every moment of that breakdown, there's something right in your life. When I was on the floor in my garage last week, bawling my face off because I couldn't find my phone. Oh, my God, we're so cute, right? Oh, my God. Oh. And that moment was priceless, because a couple things happened. I noticed the reaction. I noticed that this has been an enormous pattern of mine, that I can't contain it all. And the reason why is because all the beliefs are crowding my space. And I'm describing this so that you can understand what's happening for you as well. And in that moment, I got to really go into a very, very deep STT where I realized, and I shared this already, where I realized that I hated myself for good reason, for good reason. And because of that beautiful experience, I got to do a process with myself where Archangel Michael came in and gave me that beautiful ball of power, that neutral no. And that neutral no has made an enormous difference. So that whole thing happened because I was ready. Now, previously, I might have just said I'm a horrible person and what's wrong with me and how could I? And no, not anymore. And I challenge you right now to do the same, to use these moments that sometimes just needs to release out of your system, but use it and do a spontaneous transformation. Use it to unwind that part, which is what I did. And I don't hate myself now. I've hated myself for 55 years. And because of that one incident where I could have judged the hell out of myself, I instead noticed it, paid attention to it, used it, and unwound the part of me that had those temper tantrums because I hated myself. And then that brought forth this wonderful, oh, wait, I'm just realizing this is all your fault. I'm just kidding. That came forward so that the next day we worked on shame and self-hatred and unwound it, right? So life is this amazing journey that is presenting these amazing opportunities of resistance so that we can push against them and grow and get stronger. So Radhika is asking, do we ever reach a point where we simply don't feel stress because we are so vigilant in our noticing that it does not even arise in the first place? Or maybe that is, okay. Yes. The answer is yes. That's what we're doing here. We're unwinding and unwinding because all the stress is created by our reaction that is based on the beliefs and the coping mechanisms that is hiding us, that is protecting us from the emotion that happened the first time. That's stress. Stress is happening because of our beliefs, because we are suppressing emotions that we don't want to play with, and understandably so. So we use now, we go to the Neural Pathway Gym now. We do spontaneous transformation in the Neural Pathway Gym. We stop into the still point. That's a Neural Pathway Gym moment, right? The old shadow neural pathway is going to show up to offer resistance to grow the new neural pathways. We unwind, we crack a bunch of walnuts over time. This is a vigilant practice. Yes? And one day, it's just not there. It's just not. You know, I'm noticing this a lot for myself, and some of, and my clients certainly notice this. And you're going to notice this if you aren't already. That all of a sudden, you're about to go into a reaction, and you realize, I'm not actually feeling that at all. It was just a habit. It was just a habit. And so, yes, that is the point. And when we're in the observer, when we're in that neutral observer more and more and more, and we have space to be in the neutral observer when we've cracked all these walnuts and unwound all of these old beliefs, and therefore the protection mechanism patterns, they dissolve, they fall away because they're not needed anymore. Right? That's right, Michelle. It's a habit. This is a habit of behavior. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. I want to be really clear with that. We don't have to judge the habit. The habit saved us. The original thing that happened that created the habit saved us. And that's why it got locked away in that shell. It saved us. Okay, so there's nothing going wrong here. However, you're here for a reason. You would not be listening to this video if you weren't ready to unwind it. And that means a vigilant practice of noticing and playing with it and pretending with it and moving into a relationship that is different, a new conversation, a new paradigm with the stress, because the stress is 100% your beliefs in reaction. The coping mechanisms that are here to protect you, to suppress you, to avoid those emotions. That's why it's here. So when we unwind, we have this space. We're in the neutral more and more and more. And when we're in the neutral, we are in choice. We are responsible because we have an ability to respond now instead of react. We are responsible. And when we're responsible, we can change because we have an ability to respond, and we are now in choice. And when we are in choice, we are free. And the thing shows up and we're like, whatever. I've been sharing lately, my business has changed quite dramatically this year. And it's been really, really, really challenging. And I'm getting to the point now where it's like, you know, we're barely squeaking by right now. And I had this moment a couple of days, where was it yesterday, where I'm like, it's okay. You know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. I don't think I'm ever going to be homeless. And it's okay. And that is just, that moment just seems like it's impossible. That moment seems like it's impossible. That I could actually get to a point where there's nothing in the horizon that indicates that I'm going to make it through the next month, and yet I know I will. Right? So the other thing that happens is that we start creating this beautiful foundation of trust and faith in our soul's journey. And that is an enormous stress releaser. So I want to remind you that in those moments of breakdown, get out your page for the stress alleviators. Remember the stress alleviators we did? Get out your page and do at least one of those so that it compensates for that one. Right? And remember to point at what's right in your life in that moment. Put on the superpower suit with all of your divine qualities so you can remember who you really are in your power. Do spontaneous transformation in the moment. Crack another walnut. Because all that's happening is that these walnuts are the beliefs and the coping mechanisms that's creating stress are all a result of beliefs. Now, I think I shared this story with you. I'm just going to remind you of this little story. It was my mentor, Matt, who was my spontaneous transformation technique really, really did a lot of what Matt was teaching me. However, I didn't have the words, and he provided me the words to describe this a little bit better. We were walking through the forest, not forest, the jungle, a serious freaking jungle in Ecuador together. And we paused at a plant, and he pointed at the plant. And he says, I'm just going to show you how we throw meaning at things. We throw beliefs at things. We throw them at things, and we make them more than they really are. And my quote is, when we make something matter, it becomes denser. It becomes matter. So when we make something matter so much, it becomes dense. And so he said, this plant here, he goes, you're someone who believes that this plant is the most important plant in the universe. It's the last one on the planet, and we have to protect it at all costs. That's your belief. He says, you believe that it is a magical plant and that it cannot be destroyed or the whole world will end. That is your belief. And he said, and I'm going to just go and pull it out. And he said, your reaction would be devastation. How dare you? I would be the evilest person in the world, he said, if I pulled that plant out and you had that belief. And he says, now, you're a person who believes that this is a weed. And that if I pull out this weed, the world will be rid of the most evil plant ever, ever created. And he said, so when I pull out that plant, I will now be your hero. I will be elevated. I will be the savior that saved everyone. Exact same plant, two different perspectives, two different points of view, both of which created immense reactions if an action is taken against the plant. You got it? This is what we do. We throw meaning at things. Like a monkey throws poop, we throw the poop of meaning at things. And then we make ourselves completely stressed out. Right? So, here we are. There's a moment happening right here. There's a moment of stillness. As the mind chews on this and starts to consider that it, meaning you, have way, way, way more power than you've been using. That you have way more choice. That you're creating space in your field of being. So we're going to do a little spontaneous transformation today on the stress, I'm just waiting to hear from you what it is that from your guidance. What are we doing spontaneous transformation on today? Okay. Yeah, darn. Okay. Grief. We're going to do it on grief. And the reason I'm doing that is because today is the fourth anniversary of my sister's passing. So they want me to do this with you. It's a tough day. I miss her a lot. And you're seeing a moment where, you know, we just get to feel. There's nothing wrong with the tears. I have really good reasons for them. I miss her so much. And I know that I can feel her. I know that she's here, but anyone who's experienced loss, you know that it's different. It's different when you can't talk to them, hear their voice. Okay, so we're going to do a spontaneous transformation on the grief. I kept getting these images of this ocean of sadness that is part of stress. That stress, especially depression, anger, all of those things are really often hiding sadness. So we're going to go into a little spontaneous transformation into this, what's ready to be released, what's ready to be really felt and honored. So think about think about Ursula. Ursula's sister was passed away too in June. Okay, so think about the grief. Think about the sadness. Just think about that. And if you don't have any grief or sadness, then you can do spontaneous transformation on anything you want. So think about the thing and then find the emotion of it. Whew. So I'm going to think about grief and loss. And it's not just my sister I'm thinking about. It's so much. So much grief and loss. And we just go into our physical body. And where do you feel that? Where do you feel that in your physical body? Where do you feel that in your physical body? It's in my lungs. So you're going to bring your attention to that area of your body, but you're going to bring a certain kind of attention. You're starting to get really good at this. This is the attention of the observer. So you're going to embody this beautiful observer energy. And you're going to feel yourself as this observer. And the observer is in a state of neutral. It's in the still point of neutral love. And so you're going to embody this. It's like you're going to put it on this beautiful cloak of the observer. And you're going to be, maybe it's an archangel kind of energy, a guardian angel kind of energy. Maybe it's a Mother Mary mothering kind of energy. Maybe it's a fairy godmother kind of energy. Maybe it's a scientist kind of energy. Whatever it is, you're in this beautiful state of neutral. And in that state of neutral, you are in feeling it. You're just feeling the still point of that neutral energy. And you feel that you're, someone described it nicely the other day, that they are in a movie. And they just see themselves as the watcher of a movie. And at the same time, you as the observer are neutral, so detached, but very, very, very present. Now this, I can't tell you how important it is to be the observer. This is extremely important. When you get into my STT courses, you'll understand a little bit more why. But just know that by being the neutral observer, we are giving space to the part of us to actually feel. And it's such a beautiful honoring that we do. And it protects, it's a form of protection. It's really, really important to not dive in to the emotions that our little ones are about to feel, okay? So embody this beautiful, neutral observer energy. That's it. Good. And now as that observer, bring that energy into that area of your body. And you'll notice that there's a younger version of you. There's a little one in there. There's a younger version of you there. And by the way, you can't do this wrong. You can't do this wrong. You cannot do this wrong. So if it looks something other than a little one, it's okay. Just go with it. All right? So there's a little one there, and I'm just going to keep saying little one, even though it might be something different for you, a younger version of you there, and you're going to just make yourself known as this beautiful, supportive, loving observer. And as this observer to this little one, you're just going to say to this little one, I see you, and I'm so sorry for what's happening. I'm so sorry for what happened. And I'm here, and I'm present, and I'm not leaving you. I see you, and I'm here, and I'm present with you, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here, and I'm present, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here with you. There it is. Good. And so the little one knows that there's this beautiful observer energy present that is giving them space by being in neutral. And they just love the fact that we are giving them space by being in this neutral observer energy. For some of our little ones, they've never quite experienced anything like this. Yeah, so Michelle, if it seems hard, that's your mind telling you that it's hard. It's not hard. So Michelle's mind is telling her it's hard not to go into the feelings. That's totally your mind, and it's not true. So just ask your beautiful minds to just be put aside temporarily. And just be the witness. They're going to continue the journey with us, but as a witness only. Only. That's a belief. It's just a belief that it's hard not to dive in. It's not true. When you're the observer, it's easy. So move back into the observer right now and feel how easy it is to be in neutral when you're the observer. Feel yourself as this beautiful observer. The fairy godmother doesn't find it hard. She's just being her. So you just get to be this powerful, neutral observer. There it is. There is good. Very good. Very good. And so now as the observer, bring your attention to this little one and maintain that energy of the observer. And if it is hard, your mind is telling you that it's not true. Just let your mind just relax and ask it gently but powerfully, please, please stay over there. And also, there's nothing wrong with what's happening with your, with the mind intervening here. Nothing wrong with it. It's really important that the mind intervenes and shows you this is your pattern. This is your pattern. The mind intervenes all the time. So just go, I see you now, and have the mind just be set aside and move your attention back to the little one and notice that the little one got abandoned in that moment when the observer came in and said it's hard to be the observer. Blah, 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 blah. The little one got abandoned. And what does it feel like for her? Got it? So be the observer for her. If nothing else, be the observer for her. Okay? And so and that's it. Beautiful. Embody the observer energy again and bring it to this little one and just see them and they see you and they see that you are giving them space by being in neutral. And they really appreciate that. They really, really appreciate that. Yes, Ellen says it's a practice. It is. It is. And know that the spontaneous transformation frequency is here to help you do this. It's always here. It's wrapping its arms around you, supporting you in doing this. And know that the mind is going to try and interfere. Why? Because it doesn't want to go here. It's been protecting you for decades from this very emotion. And yet, in this moment, we can show the mind that it's safe here. And that as the observer, we're really honoring this part of us. That's it. So the mind's going, all right, and just say, can you just pretend for the next 10 minutes? Just for the next 5 minutes, actually. That's it. That's all we need is 5 minutes. That's it. And so just bring your attention to the little one. And sometimes the little one will want to hide and not show herself or himself. And that's okay. And just go with it. And just say to them, of course you'd want to hide. Of course you'd want to not address the situation. Of course you would. And just honor them. Honor them, honor them, honor them, whatever they're doing. And we just tell them, in this moment, we're in a super safe space. No one can come in here. No one can come in and intervene. No one. And in this beautiful safe space, it's designed for you to finally crack open the walnut and feel the feelings of the very first time. The very first time that you express this emotion. And it's time to just feel it, finally. Because what they've done, and we're going to explain this to them so that they understand it, is they held on to this emotion so that we could survive. And it worked. And we thank them for their incredible bravery and their brilliant strategies for putting the walnut, putting it in the walnut, protecting us from it, and all the coping mechanisms that kept us from it until this moment. And now is the moment to give voice. So first, we thank them for their incredible bravery and courageousness. Thank you so much for protecting us from this. Because before it would have cracked us, it would have broken our psyche, and now it's not. Why? Because we are embodying the observer, and we are honoring the little one by doing that. And we're letting the little one now crack open the walnut and feel the feelings finally. That's it. We just let them feel. And how are they expressing it? Remember, you're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. And how are they expressing this? That's it. That's it. How are they expressing this emotion? That's it. And just allow them to feel. Remember, you're the observer, their feeling. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. And by doing so, you're giving them a gift. By being the observer, by keeping your distance, you're giving them a gift of having an adult that lets them be them, finally. So do that for them, okay? And just allow them to now feel. And notice how they're expressing themselves. Allow them to express themselves. That's it. And just allow them to feel and feel. And whatever they want to do, they can. And we're not asking them to change. We're not asking them to change. They don't need to change. Just finally express the emotions that got held in that moment. Finally express those emotions. That's it. And again, you're observing. You're keeping your field distant so that they can finally and fully express. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. That's it. That's it. There we go. Very nice. And we let them feel and express this. And we just love them. We just love them. We tell them how much we love them. We see them. We honor them. We acknowledge them. And we say, I'm so sorry for what happened. And I love you so much. I love your courage, your brilliance, strategies for keeping us safe, for keeping these walnuts safe until we're ready, until we have the power and the wherewithal to crack them open. Thank you. And now as they're feeling and expressing, we just love them. And if you want to, if they want you to, we can embrace them and love them and hug them. If they don't, they'll tell you, and we honor whatever they want. We're not asking them to change. And as they're feeling, we just get to say, of course, of course, of course, this is how you'd feel. How else could you have felt? Those emotions are appropriate. They're real. They're as they should have been. And yet it wasn't safe in that moment to express it. So you held on, and thank you. And this is exactly real emotions. And I'm so proud of you for both holding on and for feeling them right now. Not that you require my pride, but there it is. And I love you so much. And there's this beautiful energy of love just moving in now. This powerful, 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 potent quantum love energy, concentrated love energy moving in and just loving them. And it's moving in and moving in and moving in and filling the space with just love. And as they finally express these emotions and feel them and allow them, and there might even be a dialogue there. Something like, it wasn't okay that what happened. It wasn't okay. And we get to agree, yeah, it wasn't. It was not okay. And it's not. We're not inviting anything in. It's impossible for anything to come in, but we get to give a nod to what happened. And we get to have a few words about it, because what happened does not matter at all. All that matters is releasing the emotion that was held. That's it. So we get to say, wasn't okay, was not okay. And whoever needs to hear that is hearing that, and they get it. And then we use our little power ball of Noah's right there. And we just do our neutral no, no. And we push any of that old stuff out in a 360-degree ball of light and love just pushes out. This beautiful ball that is installed by Archangel Michael in us, it just pushes out all of this energy. And we feel the little one feels their power again. And we feel their power. And we feel our power. And we feel the love that is here in the midst of all of this, loving, 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 loving them. Loving them. Loving them, loving them, loving them. Honoring them, seeing them, loving them. Loving them, loving them, loving them. That's it. That's it. That's it. There's a beautiful healing singularity here right now as they are marinated in this love, and they're starting to notice their power. They're starting to notice the love that they are. They're starting to notice the love that is here, acknowledging them and saying, yes, that's for real. That really happened. You're so brave. And now here we are. And you have these new tools. You're in this powerful moment right now. And you created the love coming in and marinating you and honoring you and seeing you and cherishing you and adoring you and seeing you. And reminding you of who you are, this love is here because of the powerful energy of the expression of your emotions, and the observer is observing all of this and staying out of it and staying in neutral. That's it. That's it. There we go. There we go. There's the resolution. Beautiful. Whew, so this universal vacuum cleaner is coming in now and just vacuuming up any old residue, any old dust bunnies, any old things that are no longer needed around all of this. It just comes in and it just cleans things up. That's it. And now we ask the little one, around everything, around the original emotion that you were feeling, around the expression of that emotion, around the resolution that just happened, around the parable of the neutral no that moved in, around all of it, what is it that you need now? What is it that you need now? What do you need now? And they share what they need now. They tell you. Good. And we ask them, can you please show us? Can you, little one, show me what would it be like if that were fully expressed? So tell me and show me what it would be like if that need were fully expressed in my body, in my thoughts, in my emotions, in my life. Can you show me what that would be like if that were fully expressed? And they're showing you. And you just notice what it feels like. What does that feel like, that fully expressed need? What does that feel like in your body? What kind of thoughts are present? What kind of emotions are present? Who are you as that need expressed? Notice all of it. And what we're doing right now, we're shining the light of consciousness. This is the moment of the new neural pathway. We're seeing the diamond in the middle of the walnut of who we truly are. We are this. And so we're going to claim it right now. In an I am ceremony, you're going to find a word or two, and you're going to put an I am in front of it, and the little one is going to organize a little ceremony for you. And the two of you are going to get together in this ceremony and claim it three times aloud. I am. And then whatever the word is that describes that need expressed, that diamond of truth. Okay? So the ceremony is going to start on a count of three, and you're all going to share out loud on a count of three. One, two, three. I am. I am. I am. That's it. Oh, that was powerful. There's a beautiful healing pulse here right now. That's it. And take a deep breath and just feel this energy of you. And remember the neutral no ball that of powerful love that Archangel Michael installed as a natural field of protection for us. Michelle is awesome. I am awesome. And Fran says, I am empowered. Excellent. Excellent. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Well done. There we go. Jeannie is I am divine presence. Catherine is I am carefree. I am okay now. I am lovable, Kim says. I am strong, Moira says. I am worth the feeling of love. That's it, Cynthia. I am loved and important, Sandy says. Sharon says, I am compassion. Judy says, I am hope. That's it. I am courageous and strong, Sally says. Yes, you are, and I'm glad you're here, Sally. You are courageous and strong. It's true. Tara says, I am light. Tony says, I am love. Hear, hear. Joy says, I am peace and safe. Ellen says, I am loved and held by the Divine Mother and Father. That's it. Cynthia says, I am worthy. Of course you are. Tina says, I am worthy. I am creative. Tamara says, I am love. I am fearless. I am free. So it is. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So, Len is, I am joy-filled. Kate is, I am knowing. Some of you have been asking me about this, so I'm going to start it today, and hopefully everything's ready. We'll see. we have the spontaneous transformation training is done and waiting for you, and I'm going to be doing three live shows, including one on Friday. I'm going to be doing a live teaching show for the spontaneous transformation training. So if you want to learn how to do spontaneous transformation, if you want to really learn it and understand some of the philosophies behind it that really helps your mind and receive the frequency of the, let's see if this works. Okay, that works. And receive the frequency of the attunement of the spontaneous transformation system so that it is part of you and makes the whole practice easier, allows your mind to stay out of the way a little bit more, allows your body to receive it, and you get to do, through this course, STT with your friends and family. And it's also the prerequisite for the level one certification where you can actually earn income doing the system of healing. I've got one of my students is going to be on a, or was, on a telesummit doing spontaneous transformation. Isn't that cool? So if you go to trainingstt.com, trainingstt.com, which is for the STT training program. It's a training program. I'm getting for between now and day 21, between for the next week, it's going to be discounted $100 off. Okay, I'm just seeing that it's so needed as part of this course, especially for you folks in the Overwhelm course, that I brought it back again. I did it for the Money and Prosperity people, and I'm bringing it back for you because it's so incredibly important after the 21 days to be able to have this practice of spontaneous transformation. And it is a vigilant practice, and it's the neuropathway gym, and it is something shows up, you do spontaneous transformation, you crack some walnuts, and you allow that expression to finally be felt and seen. And so you're going to learn how to do that and, as I said, get the STT frequency. You're going to get the attunement with that. So if that's something that's of interest to you, go to trainingstt.com, trainingstt.com. And I wasn't going to share it with you today, but I'm just kind of hearing that some of you might be interested in joining that. And the course is done. There's six classes in there and a bonus class. Plus, I'm going to be doing some Facebook Lives. There's also an STT training Facebook group that you'll become part of, very intimate, beautiful group. You'll have friends there for life. And you'll be able to join me on the live, on the Facebook Live on Friday when I'm going to be doing an STT training class. If you want to join now, this is a good time. And again, that's trainingstt.com, trainingstt.com. Okie doke. So thank you. And again, that's $100 off. Between now and day 21, which is next Sunday, okay? So if that's something that's of interest, please go check that out. And thank you for being part of this, gosh, it's amazing community. You guys are really, I'm really, really proud of you. I mean, this is not an easy topic, and we are really going for it. And it's powerful, and it's meaningful, and it's courageous. It's courageous what you're doing here. Turning around and facing that pile of walnuts, turning around and facing those beliefs is just incredibly powerful. So thank you for that. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the co-creation. Without you and your comments, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I mean, every single one of these healing sessions comes from you. So I thank you for that. And I love you. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.